The Late Debate with Cormac O'Hara on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
You're welcome back to the programme. I'm going to go to the US, break away from the panel for just a moment, because two members of the West Virginia National Guardsmen have been shot in Washington, D.C. this evening. I'm joined by Amber Phillips in Washington, D.C., national political reporter for the Washington Post. Amber, you're very welcome to the programme. Good to talk to you again. What is the latest we know here?
Yeah, the latest, unfortunately, Cormac, is not much more than what you said at the top. We know that two National Guard members were shot. They're in critical condition, despite earlier reports from a governor that they were killed. That is not the case, as far as we know, thank God. They were shot by the White House, blocks away, a busy area, even on a Thanksgiving holiday. In America, this week is still a very busy area. And D.C. officials are using words like targeted, ambushed. Witnesses said they heard a bunch of gunfire, and a suspect is in custody, and DC police have said it's a lone gunman.
Okay. So that lone, I'm seeing this in your own newspaper front page, the lone gunman has been arrested, you say, and they're not looking for anyone else. Is that correct?
Not right now, at least not that they've shared with reporters.
Okay.
No, but and
the White House, sorry to cut across you, the White House, I'm reading now, just gone into lockdown.
This is an evolving situation right now. Let me get up to...
It is breaking and evolving, as you say, as we speak. I understand as well as that, a huge emergency operation being put in place there.
Yeah. Gosh, I still don't have our reporters are on the ground there. The White House is in lockdown. But what I do know is to get to your point about the emergency operation, the businesses are shut down. They also stopped flights briefly this afternoon on one of the biggest travel holidays of the year from an airport right outside D.C., the main airport. And we know that the FBI says they're involved. There's basically the only presence downtown right now are journalists and law enforcement officials talking about this.
It's a really volatile situation. It's the BBC, Amber, that's reporting that the White House went into lockdown. The Secretary of for War, I think, Pete Hegseth, says Donald Trump has asked to send 500 additional National Guard troops to DC, as you've been alluding to. So will this settle, do you think, anytime soon, or is there going to be high vigilance, high visibility as well in terms of the policing and National Guard operation?
Well, this is already an extremely volatile situation politically and legally. D.C. officials have sued to get the National Guard out of D.C. They've been in there for 4 months. The National Guard are reserve troops. They're not sent to war. They're there to help their communities in times of natural disaster or really great unrest. President Trump has twisted that traditional use to send guards in for when there's high crime. And the police in D.C., some of them have supported it. But there's been a lawsuit. Last week, a federal judge ordered Trump to stop putting National Guard in D.C. There's still about 2,000 troops here. It's not clear, Cormac, when they will actually leave the city. Mm-hmm. Rather, Trump has been ordered to stop adding more in. And he's saying tonight he wants to add hundreds more. It is that, to me, is going to be probably the biggest political and legal battle about this playing out in months to come.
Well, there seems to be a battle of sorts on the streets of Washington, D.C. As we speak this evening. Anyway, that suspect, the lone shooter, has been arrested. So maybe to describe it as a battle is incorrect at this point. But the emergency operation that I'm viewing on my screen seems to be quite intense. Amber Phillips of the Washington Post, thank you very much indeed. We don't know the motive of that attack, really, but Amber alluding to the angst among some citizens in the US, in various parts of the US where the National Guard has been deployed. And I have seen previously slanging matches and shouting matches between ordinary citizens and members of the National Guard. And one wonders if it is based on something around that. Anyway, we'll move on. My thanks to Amber Phillips for that update.